generosity is such a key thing. So you've got them in the Book of Acts. You know, they're basically going to share food. They're selling land in order to give to people that are in need. So it's just all throughout the Book of Acts, and it's great because when you read the Book of Acts, it's just there's such a simplicity in their generosity as well that they just want to give, and it all begins with them being just awed by God. They were awed, they were unified, and then they were generous. And that's the proof of God's ownership, that He has the plan, and He owns it all, and so they come together. And a lot of times we can think, well, yeah, but they didn't have as much. Well, you know, sometimes it's harder to give when you're going to actually give what you're eating. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you're not just giving, you know, something you're not going to use. You're giving something you're going to use. And most of us, you know, at worst, we're comfortable. At best, we're pampered, you know. So we've got a lot to give, and before we would even get to that place of sacrifice. But they gave from a heart of sacrifice, and that's the heart that God really used in them.
Now, one of the things that was going on, of course, in Acts, as Roman persecution began to increase and then increased even more after that time period, is that there were some Christians who were not able to work, were not able to earn a living. Mm-hmm. They were basically being kind of marginalized and starved out by the government officials. And yet there were others in the church that said, no, we're not going to let that happen to our brother and sister in Christ. And we are going to help to support them. And I know that's happening in other parts of the world right now, and in certain countries where there's real significant physical persecution. But I've even seen a little bit of that here in the U.S. with some of these recent court cases. I think it was maybe the bakers in Oregon. There was the pizza parlor guy in Indianapolis during the whole gay ordinance or gay marriage debate down there, where I think the gays tried to put them out of business, and all of a sudden there were just thousands of people from all over the country donating money to this couple so that they could continue with their business. So it's even happening today.
It is. Yeah. People are coming together to be able to support somebody, especially in the persecution realms. And, you know, that's a thing of generosity, to be able to care for your neighbor. And, you know, obviously there's a generosity that tithing to the church and giving to the church and the work of God that's direct, but there's also just keeping your eyes and ears open. Okay, what do we want? You know, what can we do to help our neighbor? What can we do to help somebody in need? Now, our neighbor may be in, you know, Minnesota and Texas, you know, at distance, but it's still helping our neighbor.